When the body is out of balance, it becomes susceptible to conditions as simple as dandruff or as complex as diabetes. Interestingly, many people have reversed or gone into remission by simply bringing their body back into balance. What if balancing something as simple as your body's pH could upgrade the way you feel every single day? Imagine boosting your energy, improving your digestion, and healing your skin, all just by understanding pH balance. Welcome to The Upgrade, an insightful podcast where we share valuable information to help you level up your wellness game and start upgrading your life. I'm Samantha, and my co-host Carly, my lovely co-host, is actually on a trip right now in Guatemala, a work trip, and it looks so much fun. I wish I could be there, but that's okay. I am so excited to hear about her trip upon her return. In the meantime, today's episode will be focused on pH balance, okay? This is a word we've probably heard many times in the health community or just in everyday conversation, and it stands for potential of hydrogen or the power of hydrogen. Different people call it different things. For the sake of today's episode, we'll call it what I call it, which is the potential of hydrogen, okay? So a little brief synopsis on hydrogen. Hydrogen is number one on the periodic table of elements, and it is the most abundant element on Earth. And the Earth and everything inside is made up of 76% hydrogen. Okay? Hydrogen is the lightest and most abundant chemical element in the universe. It plays a crucial role in various scientific fields, including chemistry, physics, and energy. And here's a quick overview of its properties, uses, and its importance. So it uses the symbol H. It has the atomic number 1. You'll see this on the periodic table of elements. Many of you listening probably haven't done any of this since grade 11 science class. So the state at room temperature, hydrogen is a gas. It's colorless, it's odorless, it's tasteless, and it is the most powerful antioxidant on the planet. What is an antioxidant? Something that works against oxidative stress, okay? So when your cells become dysfunctional, they get oxidized, and we need things with antioxidants to combat that. That's found in foods that are high in antioxidants, like fruits and vegetables, or in hydrogen water. Many different ways to get our pH balanced, but it all starts on a scale. Maybe you've seen the pH scale before. Starts at 0, goes all the way up to 14, 0 being very acidic, and 14 being very alkaline. Another word for alkaline is base. So for the sake of this episode, I will mostly be saying base, but when I say that, I mean alkaline, okay? So hydrogen is extremely important. It's very hard to find hydrogen in its purest form, which is two atoms of hydrogen linked together, H2. Most of hydrogen is linked to other elements in the universe. And the biggest place you see hydrogen is in water, which is a molecule. A molecule means it's not just an atom, it's multiple atoms. They could be multiple different atoms or two different atoms, but it's more than one atom comprised together is the difference between an atom and a molecule. Hydrogen is mostly found in the form of molecules because it's very, very easy to bond hydrogen with many, many things. Because it's a very simple element and it only has one electron in its outermost shell. And I know that sounds crazy and you're like, what is she talking about? This is just, if you review electrons quickly, you could look it up very quickly. It's basically just every single atom in the universe is composed of protons and neutrons and then surrounded by invisible electrons that bounce around and basically mingle with other substances and they share electrons and that's how they group together. And it's absolutely fascinating. And I used to think this was so boring and skip this class all the time in high school. And now I love it. I love learning about this stuff. So hydrogen is very, very important, okay? So don't forget that. The potential of hydrogen. So its pH is essentially a scale that measures the acidity or alkalinity of a substance. Here's a fun fact. pH is actually logarithmic. What the heck does that mean? Well, that means that a pH of 6 is actually 10 times more acidic than a pH of 7, okay? So between each number, it's 10 different notches, so 6.1, 6.2, 6.3, until you get to 7. So it's not just one notch up to go from 6 to 7, it's actually 10 points in between that, and each number is 10 times greater or 10 times less than the one before or after it, okay? So What does this mean in real life, though? Okay, so let's break this down. Your body is all about balance. It's all about homeostasis, okay? And what is homeostasis? Homeostasis is your body's ability to maintain balance amongst all of the organ systems in your body, your digestive system, your nervous system, etc. So pH balance is a huge part of homeostasis. Different parts of your body have different pH levels, and keeping those levels in check is absolutely crucial for your health. Okay, so let's go into a little bit more detail on that. So the body has a pH range. All different organs in your body have different pH ranges. So your blood is about 7.35 to 7.45. So on a scale of 0 to 14, that's somewhere right in the middle, okay? Slightly alkaline, okay? The closer to 14 is the more alkaline, and the closer to 0 is more acidic, okay? Your stomach, 1.5 to 3.5. So your stomach is actually very, very acidic. And why? It's because it needs to be acidic in order to break down food properly and kill harmful bacteria. But if your stomach's pH gets out of balance, say too high or too low, it can lead to problems like acid reflux or even digestive disorders, okay? On the flip side, your blood is a very narrow pH range, typically between 7.35 and 7.45. If your blood becomes too acidic or too alkaline, your body can actually go into shock. Thankfully, your body has mechanisms to be able to maintain this balance, like your lungs and your kidneys, which work around the clock to keep everything in check. So your lungs and your kidneys are the two major contributors to balancing pH in your body. So they are both absolutely crucial. So if you have issues with your lungs or issues with your kidneys, there's a very good chance that the pH balance in your body will be thrown off and you'll experience symptoms. Okay, and we'll get into that. Let's talk about pH in your skin, okay? You may have heard that maintaining the proper pH is essential for healthy skin. Your skin actually has its own natural pH level, typically ranging from 4.5 to 5.5. So this makes your skin slightly acidic, but that's a good thing. Why is this important? Well, that acidity that's formed is called the acid mantle, okay? This is a thin protective layer on your skin that helps defend against harmful bacteria, okay, pollutants, and other environmental stressors. If your skin's pH gets too high or too low, it can compromise this protective barrier, which could lead to dryness, irritation, and acne. I actually used to have a little bit of acne, and it never cleared fully until I changed my diet and started to eat a diet high in antioxidants, such as fruits and vegetables, okay? And just overall a well-balanced diet with all the food groups that you need. Okay, so how do we maintain healthy skin pH? Well, you can also use products that matches your skin's natural pH barrier as well. So this is why some people use products that work amazing for them, and then other people are like, that didn't work for me. Your skin has an average pH of 4.5 to 5.5, but this means, like, I haven't checked, but mine could be 5.4, and then my friends could be 5.2, and then my other friends could be 4.5. So this is why, if it's just even a little bit different than someone else's, skincare might not work for you, and it could work for somebody else better. Okay, so if you're into skincare, just look for gentle cleansers and moisturizers that are pH balanced, and your skin will thank you. Now let's zoom out a bit and talk about how pH balance affects your overall health, okay? Based on everything we've said, you probably already could see how, okay? So one common belief is that your diet can affect your body's pH, specifically that eating alkaline foods can help balance your body's pH. Of course it can. You probably even heard the term alkaline diet before, like leafy greens, nuts, and all those things that are said to help create a more alkaline environment inside of your body. The idea behind this is that an overly acidic body might lead to conditions like inflammation, bone loss, or even cancer. But here's the thing. Your body is incredibly good at maintaining its pH levels, okay? Your lungs and kidneys are constantly working to regulate your blood pH all the time. Your body's always like full-time shift for your body. So even if you ate a ton of acidic foods like coffee or meat, your body would just adjust that accordingly. So does this mean I can just eat junk food all the time? No, you always want to try to support your body's ability to do stuff, okay? So if your body always has to work too hard just to eliminate crap to get you balanced in the right pH, it's going to, you're going to suffer. You're going to feel more tired. You're going to feel symptoms. And this doesn't have to be the case if you support your body with nutritious, alkalizing foods. So although your body is very good at regulating that homeostasis on its own, because your bodies are powerhouses, they're unbelievable miracles. I am absolutely astounded by the physiology of a human body. But you do still need to support those processes and not overexhaust your body to have to do all these things all the time. You can do things, okay, to help, and you should be. pH balance is also found in the environment. So it's not just about us, believe it or not. pH balance is important for the environment too. One of the most talked about environmental stressors related to pH is ocean acidification. So when carbon dioxide from the atmosphere dissolves into seawater, it lowers the pH of the ocean, making it more acidic. This can have serious consequences on marine life, obviously. So it's not just our bodies that gravitate towards balance. It's actually the entire planet, if you can believe that. Nature gravitates towards balance. And this makes sense even just thinking about everyday life at your house. And we'll get into right now or shortly the different specific things that can really and truly throw off your pH balance, okay? Actually, we'll get into that right now. The number one major contributor to pH balance in the body is a poor diet, okay? Pretty obvious. You guys probably are already aware of that. But a high intake of acid-forming foods, which so often happen to be foods that are not real food, they have a package, they have a barcode, that's going to cause a lot of acidity in your body if you're eating fake food that isn't even real, okay? And think about it. When whatever you eat, your body takes it and it uses it, okay? It hopes that it can use it for good. But if it's bad food, it's not going to be able to use it for good. So they'll get rid of what they can get rid of via your feces, and the rest becomes one with your body. So think about that. The food you eat becomes one with you. So it's either going to be good food, supporting your body, you're feeding your body real nutrients, or you're eating crap, and that's going to throw off your body's pH balance. Okay. And again, it won't be thrown off so drastically, like just because you ate a bag of chips on Friday night. I'm talking about an accumulation over time, years and years of eating terrible food, which would ultimately lead to inflammation in the body. And if you didn't know, inflammation is the root cause of most, if not all, diseases, including cancer, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, etc. The list goes on. It's all comes and is rooted in inflammation. So a lot of times I think a doctor will tell you, you know, it's runs in your family or this and that, or it's genetics. And I'm not saying he's necessarily wrong, but I just find a lot of times doctors don't really share proper foods that you should be eating to help support this. And I would actually prefer to go see a naturopath, and that's my personal choice. Okay. Poor diet, number one contributor to throwing off your pH balance. And also a low intake of alkaline-forming foods too. So you could avoid all the bad food, but if you're avoiding all the good food too, like the vegetables and the fruits that are powerful antioxidants, you're never going to reach optimum health if you don't eat fruits and vegetables. You never will. That's just the fact of the matter. Okay, so oxidation is when your cells become dysfunctional, and you need anti-oxidizing foods to combat that. Okay, so this is why fruits and veggies are just so important. And no, I'm not vegan. I eat meat. You need all of it. So you need a balanced diet, okay? Real food. If it doesn't eat, fly, grow, swim, or walk, don't eat it. So the number two thing that can lead to your pH getting thrown off are respiratory issues, okay? So many times respiratory issues can be caused from something as simple as stress. When you're stressed, you might be having a panic attack and breathing improperly. And like I said, your lungs regulate your body's pH balance. So if you're breathing improperly, then your body's pH balance gets thrown off in response to that. Okay. So breath work, so, so important. Deep breath work, where you're activating your intercostals and all these muscles here. And again, you only have to activate those parts when you're really, really running, like sprinting. Okay. So you can get some similar effects to that of sprinting when and exercising those muscles when you do really, really deep breath work. Okay. I'm like talking like breathe obnoxiously. Okay. Like activate everything here. 95% of adults over the age of 30 will never sprint again a day in their life, guys. So you should be doing breath work. okay? Not saying to go out and sprint, although that would be amazing for you, but you could do some breath work just for 8 minutes a day, and this will really help set your respiratory system up for success. So hyperventilating, which is slow or shallow breathing, can lead to things like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, asthma. Sleep apnea can also lead to respiratory acidosis. When you breathe too slowly or too shallowly, carbon dioxide actually builds up in your blood, which lowers your pH and makes your blood more acidic. Kidney dysfunction. So again, I said lungs and kidneys are the two major proponents of maintaining your body's pH. So if your kidneys are not functioning properly, then obviously your pH balance will be thrown off. Dehydration. So when you're dehydrated, your kidneys struggle to excrete waste, including acidic byproducts. This can lead to an acidic pH in the blood and the tissues. And dehydration also causes the blood to become more concentrated, which can intensify the effects of any underlying acidity. Okay, so water is key. If you're drinking tap water, there's probably a lot of crap in there that could be throwing off your pH balance. Okay. And making your body unable to function in the optimal state that it otherwise would be able to if you were supporting it with good food and good water. Those are the two I would say most important. And then obviously lifestyle choices. So there's many different things we need to nourish in our life. There's our relationships, there's our nutrition, there's our fitness, there's our children, there's our, which is relationships, and our work life. Like, we need a balance for all of that. Like, you can be eating and be the healthiest person in the world, but if you have a toxic relationship that you're in every day that can lead to affecting your breathing or other things in your body, that can even be the root cause of disease, believe it or not. It's absolutely wild. So it's all about a holistic approach to health. How can I nourish all these areas of my life to maintain my pH balance, which ultimately leads me to live a healthier, happier life? A product I think is worth noting in today's episode that is terrible in throwing off your pH balance is alcohol. So alcohol is acidic in nature and can interfere with your body's pH regulation, particularly by disrupting your liver function. Excessive alcohol intake can actually lead to lactic acidosis, where excess lactic acid builds up in the blood as the liver is unable to process alcohol efficiently. Okay, so chronic alcohol use affects your kidneys, which further hampers the body's ability to maintain proper pH levels, and alcohol is really, really bad for you. Terrible. I've recently really cut back on my drinking. I used to be that person that was like a weekend warrior. Friday came, time for a drink, woo. And now I probably have about one drink every few weeks now because I've the effects that it has on my body, and it's become worse in adulthood, way worse. And most adults could probably agree with that. Okay. Medications can also affect your body's pH. Specifically, I don't have much knowledge on medications because I'm not particularly on any, but diuretics, aspirin, and antacids are the three most common ones to really throw off your pH balance in your body. Okay. So there's lots of things, the environment, like I said, your stress levels, but the number one is food. And I'm honestly just going to put water up there with number one too, because water is so important to have good, clean water. And we're actually going to get into that in our next episode, because me and my co-host actually invested in a water ionizer that's completely changed the trajectory of our health. I have not been sick, knock on wood, since I've had this water ionizer and been drinking this hydrogen water. That's hydrogen rich water. It creates through a process of electrolysis on a machine that's attached to my tap. It's amazing, and I can't preach enough how much I love it. And we will get into the science of water in general in our next episode. So yeah, that's about it, guys. So just keep in mind this, the more your body oxidizes, the more oxidative stress that you have in your body and in your cells, the faster you are going to age. Okay. The faster. So you don't have to be a 90-year-old who is decrepit and has zero energy. When I used to live out west, I am telling you guys, it's just in general what I experience is people are a little bit more healthy out there because they're more active. They're hiking all the time because they live in the mountains, they're skiing, they're snowboarding, whatever they're doing. It's just people are more active out there. Like, people even just asking the question over here, it's more like, what do you do for a living? Out there, people ask you that, of course, but it's more like, what do you do for fun? Like, the culture is so based around getting out in nature and just really doing those things. And because of that, you'll see a lot of people who are older who are in just amazing shape. I used to see like 70 and 80 year old, maybe not 80, but like, actually, I don't know their age. All I know is they looked great, and but they also, you could tell they were older and they were jogging and just were so healthy. And you don't have to be you know, decrepit just because you're old. There's things that you can do now. So don't wait until, you know, you're old or you're sick already before you start making these changes. Don't take your health for granted. Yes, your body's amazing. Yes, your body always strives to keep you alive. And for the most part, it's relatively easy to maintain a healthy life, like to maintain a healthy balance in your body so it can function properly, but it does need your support. It needs you to make choices every day that over an accumulation of years and then decades will lead you to optimum health. Okay. So health is a choice. It's not just something, an end goal. Life is a daily choice. Okay. So just keep that in mind because pH is so important and it's essentially a measure of how, like I said, how acidic or alkaline something is, and we need to keep everything in our life balanced. And the more you do that and the more little choices that you make every single day will ultimately accumulate to a healthier you. So thank you so much for listening. I really hope that you learned a little bit more about what pH is, the importance of it, and how you can do things to help nurture that and support that in your body. So thanks for listening, and I will see you guys next time.